Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, the Washington Commanders in Ashburn continue through phase three of OTAs before minicamp. And last week we heard from Jaden Daniels talking about the standard is set, and that everybody that comes in the building knows about the standard that they set of getting to the conference championship game and what it takes to get there. Every day on AWOD Radio at 1 p.m., we open up the phone lines, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You could tweet us at AWOD Radio as well. You could chime in on the Richmond Commander. And the question of the day is, who do you think is going to be the most improved Washington Commander this season? 833-804-0910 is the question of the day on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Predict who's going to be the most improved Washington Commander this season, 833-804-0910. I've got a list of four guys. There's plenty to choose from. Our intern has come up with a list of his six most improved commanders this upcoming season. Let's go out to the phone lines, 833-804-0910. We've got Steve-O in Midlo. What's going on, Steve-O?
What is happening, AWOD? Great job. Love the show. Been listening since you got on the air. Excellent work.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah?
No problem. My prediction is I'm going with Luke McCaffrey. I think the coaching staff thinks they have a diamond in the rough. I think last year we saw his raw athleticism on kickoffs, and I was reading in the Washington Post how Kingsbury was saying they threw everything at him. He was in his head a lot, just figuring out the route running, inside, outside, and he's moving freely this season. So, he's my target for most improvement.
I think it's a great answer, and he's certainly still learning the position, you know, playing quarterback before. Do you think that the wide receiver room is maybe too crowded, though, for him to improve with Deebo, with Noah Brown, with Jalen Lane added in there? Maybe Michael Gallup does something, too.
Yeah, that's a great point. It could be. I don't think they have a lot of time to incubate these projects like Luke these days, so it's his year to shine. They were saying like 600 passes maybe, about 300 to Deebo and, Scary Terry, but yeah, he's going to have to shine when he gets his moments.
Yeah, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. That's certainly someone that you could absolutely add to the list of most improved commanders we're predicting for 2025. I think the one that the fan base would love the most is Brian Robinson Jr. It's bulletproof B-Rob, right? Put his life on the line for the team.
That's one of my two picks.
Right? He has to be. The team was 7-1 the regular season and postseason when Robinson got 15 or more carries, 3-0 when he ran for 100 yards, and I think if he consistently ran for 100 yards, there'd be no question about him being the team's starting running back. I think the negative for Brian Robinson was we didn't see the home run ball that you saw Saquon and Bijan and the great running backs in the NFL get of 35 or more yards. He had one of those, I believe, this season.
We got more from Eckler.
We did get more from Eckler. So I think the fan base would love it to be B-Rob. I don't know how much he'll improve. Maybe if the offensive line is better,
the O-line
his stats
is
will improve.
The factor here.
All right, so let's go to the defensive side of the ball next. Quan Martin is certainly someone that you could list. On my top of my list, near the top of my list, was Johnny Newton. He contributed for 44 tackles, 2 sacks, 1 pass deflection, 2 forced fumbles, 1 fumble recovery, and he was kind of thrust into the spotlight when Jonathan Allen got hurt, and it wasn't like the D-line got that much worse with Johnny Newton in there. This was a guy that was Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, and the only reason he was the second-round pick, not a first-round pick, is because there was the injury concern last season. He could certainly take a huge step forward. There's a chance Johnny Newton has a better season than Daron Payne.
Yeah, I would fully believe that. He was supposed to be one of the best D-linemen without the injury out of that draft.
Yeah. Is there anyone you want to throw out there, Stubbs?
Yeah, I think when you're considering what a poor season it was, and it was only 3 or 4 weeks, I think Marshawn Lattimore, if he steps up to be a really good cornerback, could be significantly improved just because it was not a great start.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That might be ahead of Brian Robinson in terms of what the fan base would love. If he got back to a Pro Bowl level, you would have no haters talking about Lattimore anymore.
That, Trey, and Mikey.
Our
defense is not stepping back then.
No, that's a great pull. Continuing on the defensive side of the ball, you have second-year linebacker Jordan McGee. He impressed the coaches, but just didn't see that much playing time. Dorrance Armstrong was really good in the early stages of 2024. I wonder if he's already developed, if he's already a veteran, if we're not going to see too much improvement from him. But I do think that more of a familiarity in the scheme that Dan Quinn's running and Joe Witt, he could have a better season. He was second among edge defenders with a 90.2 pass rush grade and a 32.6 pass rush win rate over a two-week span. Who do you think could be the most improved Washington Commander in 2025? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I'm going to throw another name out there, Stubb. What about Brandon Coleman? He started for most of the season at tackle. He wasn't good enough to be tackle on a Super Bowl contending team. Unfortunately, that was the decision the front office made, and that's why they traded for Laremy Tunsil. I don't think it was that much of a knock on Coleman, because, hello, he played guard at TCU.
A third-round draft pick guard not being a Super Bowl tackle, I'd say is fair.
But what if he dominates at guard?
Yeah.
What if he's, all of a sudden he's a top 15 guard in the NFL in his first season
and
playing
then we got,
fully in guard?
Then we'll have two of those.
Right, because we know how good Sam Cosmi is when he's healthy on the other side. So there's a lot of really good candidates here for the most improved Washington Commander. My guy, top of my list, it's tight end Ben Sinnott.
I love that.
He is skilled. Cliff Kingsbury knows this. They drafted him. Like, he wasn't on a draft pick of the Rivera era. I keep going back to that. Mm-hmm. They're not giving up on him after just 1 year. All right, he's got to improve his blocking skills, but I do think that he can be the pass-catching tight end that we need him to be behind Zach Ertz. That's not going to be John Bates. That's never going to be John Bates. John Bates got the Mo Alley Cox contract, all right? You are our sixth offensive lineman. When we run the football, we put you in. And when sometimes we'll play action and throw to you, not often. Ben Sinnott could really improve and maybe spell Zach Ertz. Or we could run more two tight end sets if they believe in him. You just got to believe in him. It's also common for tight ends to adjust to the NFL and take a few years.
I think,
this is a guy that was a really high prospect. And when we drafted him, the fan base was like, oh my goodness, he's going to be our starting tight end by the end of the season. And then Zach Ertz found the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
But this could be Sinnott's year.
I have not forgotten about that preseason game 3 where he trucked 5 guys and got like a 20-yard catch. I still think about that.
It also takes large stones to catch a trick play in the playoffs. All right? I mean, you can't sleep on it. I mean, how many times do you think he's catching a ball thrown by Tress Way? Probably not very often, and he snagged it. I think in terms of what would help the team the most, that was a great point. Marshawn Lattimore, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if Brian Robinson was your most improved, that's probably number two. And then I might go Ben Sennett number three, because I do think that it's unlikely Zach Ertz will be able to replicate what he did.
Yeah, and this will be the last year of Ertz.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably, yeah. Right. I mean, this will be the last year of Brian Robinson if he doesn't improve.
Yeah, this will probably be the last year of Wagner.
Yep. So. Yeah. It's good. It's a little bit of a last dance vibes for a lot of the guys on the team here that I don't love, and I think that's why some of these pundits and insiders are predicting a step back. But I think there's something that like could happen that's bigger than sports, that you can come together as an organization, as a team, all going for that last dance, right? I mean, there is also something to the fact that you found your focal point in Jaden Daniels. And if Jaden improves, I mean, what the hell is that loser on Get Up ESPN saying? That Jaden's going to improve and the team's going to take a step back? Since when have the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, improved with the team take a step back? Since when have the Chiefs improved with Mahomes, but the team takes a step back? The quarterback's everything. It's everything. If Jaden is better, the team will be better. It's as simple as that in my mind. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. So Steve-O went with Luke McCaffrey. I love that. I really would love that. I think deep down, I do think that Jalen Lane will get more opportunities and will probably see the field more than Luke McCaffrey. But maybe, like, look, maybe they have a plan for Jalen Lane to focus on special teams first, and then they'll get him involved on the offensive side of the ball. And Luke has more familiarity with the offense, right? He was there last year. We also remember, Luke was the guy that came in at 5:30 in the morning last year with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
so he's committed to the craft.
He had good stats. He just never got the ball.
Yeah, and he's a McCaffrey.
He's a McCaffrey.
Love that about him. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Flying Squirrels, who dropped 4 games in the 6-game set to the Senators. Their overall record this season is now 15-36, and they will begin a series against Erie today on the road before returning back to the Diamond. It has been, unfortunately, a bit of a nightmare final season at the Diamond in terms of wins and losses. It's been an incredible ride at the Diamond, especially, you know, the 15 years of being the Flying Squirrels and the 40 years of the Diamond have been spectacular, but it's turned into a nightmare final season. I will say, I've been 5 games this year. The food is banging. The seats are comfy. I'm having fun. I'm going nuts, creating memories like I have for years of the Flying Squirrels. But moving forward, I want to win games, especially the opening season at CarMax Park. And John O'Connor had a great article for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. How much longer before Richmond returns to AAA? RVA was AAA from 1966 to 2008. Left because of dissatisfaction with the Diamond. Well, could they become a Washington Nationals affiliate with the arrival of CarMax Park next season? So here's what I think is very interesting to kind of set up this topic here, and that is that Major League Baseball, as part of their realignment, many minor league affiliates will be significantly closer geographic proximity to the Major League clubs with which they are associated. On average, Major League clubs will now be over 200 miles closer to their AAA affiliates by creating geographical synergy between Major League clubs and its affiliates. More fans will be able to watch an organization's players progress in their careers from minor leaguers to the big leagues in their home region. It just makes so much sense. It just makes so much sense. So how long until Richmond returns to being AAA? Well, the truth is, that's a decision that will not be made by the Giants, the Nationals, or the Flying Squirrels. It will be made by Major League Baseball, right? Major League Baseball, not the Flying Squirrels or their ownership, all right? Well, to me, it seems like a no-brainer. CarMax Park, Nats affiliate, AAA. Richmond has the size. They have the history. They've got the fan base, the attendance, to go back to being AAA. Now, JOC makes some great points for why they should go to becoming the Nationals AAA team and for why the Giants stand tall in RVA and would continue to be the affiliate. To me, it's a no-brainer, make them a Nationals affiliate. Number one, as the MLB statement from 2021 establishes, the Nats affiliate in Richmond would help fans in the region align with that organization's up-and-coming players and the big league team that's closest to RVA. As a result, in more Nats interest in Richmond, therefore improved TV ratings, and a larger number of Richmond area residents would be more inclined to visit Washington for games. I mean, that's a fact. If we're watching James Wood and CJ Abrams in Richmond, and then they get called up to the Nats, I'm going to want to go see them play. It's why the Braves meant so much to the people in Richmond when they were the Richmond Braves, because you saw them develop, and then you probably went to a game in Atlanta and saw them win a championship, right? I don't know how many people in Richmond are going across the country to see the Giants play after they loved watching Bryce Eldridge and Carter Howell. Number two, having a Nationals affiliate in Richmond would benefit the Flying Squirrels business. More Nats fans from the Washington area would make the trip to CarMax Park. So just like more people from Richmond would go to Nats games, more people from Nova would go to Flying Squirrels games. Seems obvious. And number three, a Nats AAA affiliate in Richmond would make great sense for the Nats. Easier player movement that transpires. The Nats right now, their AAA is in Rochester, New York. What are we doing? Doesn't make sense. So here's the case for the Giants remaining the affiliate, and I don't agree, but we'll get to it. Number one, San Francisco over many years has expressed an interest in its AA team remaining in Richmond because of the quality, fan support, and the way its minor leaguers are taken care of by the Flying Squirrels management team. Stubb, we talked about it. That's the obvious one. And I would say, honestly, who cares? Who cares? We are helping the San Francisco Giants win titles. Who the hell cares? Right? Do people in Richmond have an affiliate? Do they love the Giants organization just because the AA team's here in Richmond? I would probably disagree with that.
I don't know a single person like
that. If it's Washington or Atlanta, then it's a war, right? I mean, if it's a debate between whether the Flying Squirrels leave the Giants and then become a Braves affiliate or a Nats affiliate, I think you could have people support them going to the Braves. I think you could have people support them going to the Nats. But San Francisco, give me a break. That's a bad excuse. Of course the Giants want to remain the AA affiliate. They get a fantastic deal. I just don't understand. What is Richmond getting out of this, right? The Giants get their AA attendance to have the best attendance in baseball, in the minors. More eyes on their players, which means more social media, more awareness of their stars. You're in a historic park, and you're going to have a brand new building. We already know how great a manager Dennis Pelfrey is and creating an environment where the players can improve. A great front office. What does Richmond get in return from San Francisco? Like, we got Bryce Eldridge playing here. Besides that, this season, prospects aren't that good. Otherwise, our record wouldn't be this bad. There ain't no Giants fans traveling across America, in my mind, to have fun, go nuts, and watch their youngsters play for the Flying Squirrels. That would happen for Nats fans, I guarantee it. The second case, after their AA teams have played at the Diamond since the 2010 season, the Giants deserve at least a couple years in the new ballpark. The Flying Squirrels players and staff members of the Diamond have been cramped in tight dressing quarters and operated without many amenities. That's a BS excuse if you tell me. Like, of course they want to go from the Diamond to the new ballpark. Screw the Giants. That's what I would say. And number three, the Flying Squirrels should remain a San Francisco affiliate and at the AA level, because changing that status, partnering with the Nats as a AAA affiliate, would probably make a chain reaction of significant adjustments in the minors. I understand that that's a valid excuse. And that's the one thing that could happen. Because if you make the San Francisco Giants the new AA affiliate in Rochester, they'd be like, what the hell? Nobody's going to our games. Richmond's a top 50 market. Rochester's 80th. So you couldn't do a trade. That's a valid excuse. But I also think Major League Baseball has enough money to solve this problem. And also, screw Rochester. Why would we not let the Nationals have their AAA affiliate be in Richmond just because of we want to help Rochester out? It makes no sense to me. It really doesn't. So I think the Major League Baseball needs to get it done. It needs to be given to the Washington Nationals. I understand there's moving parts. I understand the final decision is Major League Baseball. It's not the Flying Squirrels decision to make. I just think it's the right thing to do. Because, simply, sports fans want to watch their players develop and then be able to go see them. I mean, that's what you're talking about in terms of like a sports fan's dream, is to watch a high school prospect in Richmond or in Northern Virginia like Bryce Eldridge, right? Ball out at the high school level, maybe go to college or maybe just get drafted and then work their way up the minors. And so the kid that you saw when he was 16 years old comes back to Richmond when he's 21 to play in AAA. And then you drive to Nats Park 90 minutes to go see him a year later in the majors. Like, that's a sports fan's dream, to watch somebody grow and develop and become a star. I just open up the phone line, Stub, 833-804-0910. If there are people that are actually Giants fans in Richmond that have gone across the country to go see the Giants prospects that they saw play for the Flying Squirrels in San Francisco, give me a call. I don't see that happening. I think it should come down to the Flying Squirrels being a AAA affiliate for the Nationals or the Braves. And you could maybe argue that they should stay AA, because AA is fun. Your players stay more when AA, AAA, they're going up, down, up, down, up, down. It's hard to understand the roster. So you could argue they stay AA, but not for a team that's thousands of miles away across the country. That does not make sense to me. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I went to VCU. I've been here in Richmond since 2011. Lane Casadante has been here much longer than me. We're going to ask Lane about this hard-hitting topic when we return here on the New Sports Radio 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, the Indiana Pacers against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And it feels like it is AWOD versus the world with my Indiana Pacers pick to challenge and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA Finals after breaking the hearts of New York Knicks fans across the country. It would be historic for the Pacers to win for many reasons. And I wanted to break down a few of them right now. And we'll give the take for why Oklahoma City should win. But it's pretty obvious. They were the best team in the West. They've had an unbelievable record against Eastern Conference teams this year. They have the MVP on their roster. Once again, they were the best team in the West. They have cruised pretty much through the Western Conference, aside from the Nuggets taking them to seven. They're a younger team that has a ton of talent that has played on the chip on their shoulder all season long. But if the Pacers win the championship, no team has won the NBA title with lower odds at the start of the season. The Pacers would be the lowest regular season win team since the 1994 Rockets. They were only favored to beat the Bucks in this playoffs, not even heavily favored. They ran through the East, including that historic Cleveland Cavaliers team. They haven't been to the finals since Reggie Miller. They have really no true superstar on the team or even defensive stars. It's just a quality, deep squad with a lot of underrated talent. The odds for the Thunder to beat the Pacers are the sixth highest odds since 1968. Everyone's picking the Thunder. The Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton, have the player who is voted most overrated to start the playoffs. The Pacers have already had multiple 20-point comebacks. They've had three coming back from down 7 points in the final minute. Since 1997, that's only happened once. Pacers did it three times this postseason. Now, Haliburton has last-second heroics, just like Jalen Brunson did for the New York Knicks. They've already had three comebacks. They've got urgency, right? This is a team that gets into their sets offensively. They're really good in transition. They push the pace, just like Oklahoma City does. It's going to be a good matchup for that. Three-point shooting. They're the fifth most accurate team from NBA range this season, and they lead all the teams in the playoffs, making more than 13 a game at 40% shooting. And oh yeah, Tyrese Haliburton leading the way. He's not even the best player on their team when you consider Pascal Siakam won Eastern Conference Finals MVP, despite Haliburton being a walking double-double and averaging more than 6 rebounds per game. So I think the case for the Pacers is, look, this is a team that has all the odds against them. They're playing with house money. There's nothing to really be concerned about or to have pressure on you, because you weren't even supposed to make it to the finals. You weren't even supposed to really get out of the first round. Got Haliburton, who's playing, you know, with this chip on his shoulder. I think we're all sleeping on Pascal Siakam having a chip on his shoulder, because everybody that watches the NBA gave all the credit in the world to Kawhi Leonard when the Raptors won a title. Siakam was a massive piece for them and has kind of been floating around doing nothing until Indiana snagged him. And so I think there's a lot of reasons for the Pacers to win. And I am picking the Pacers. I love the odds at plus 500. Ride with Indy if you're with me. The case for OKC: the Pacers are deep, they're young, they're skilled. The Thunder are deeper, younger, and more skilled, and more talented. And the Pacers are a good defensive team. The Thunder smother you. They're better. The Pacers have a pair of scorers. The Thunder have the MVP in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and you can't sleep on how good Jalen Williams has been. I think this is very interesting. This is from NBA.com. Both teams have wildly exuberant fan bases. Both have wildly exuberant fan bases, respected coaches, and tightly bonded cores. But one team in the NBA Finals won 68 regular season games, the other won 50. One team was 29-1, the other wasn't. That's the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder this season never lost 4 games in any 7-game span. They've never lost 4 games in any 7-game span all season long. The Thunder lead the NBA in defensive efficiency. They have the MVP. They say picking the Pacers to climb out of those odds seems foolish. One writer says OKC is on a monster mission. Another one says the Thunder are simply the best team in basketball. I'm not listening to them. I'm rocking with the Indiana Pacers. You can decide. I've laid out the facts. It's obvious. The Thunder are the more talented team. They won more regular season games, but things are a little different when the limelights are on here for the NBA Finals. You got to show up in game one. And you got to show up on the road. And the series doesn't even begin until a road team wins a game. I am going with the Indiana Pacers. I'm going with coaching. Do not sleep on UVA's Rick Carlisle, one of the best coaches in basketball, getting back to the finals. He did it with the Indianapolis when they were there 20 years ago, right? 1984 UVA alum. He also won the title with the Dallas Mavericks in 2011. He's been to the finals. He's had success. He's taken three teams to the conference finals in 24 seasons. It's an unbelievable win-loss record. He is a fantastic coach. I think that's going to be part of the upper hand that Indianapolis has. I think Pascal Siakam's just much better than Jalen Williams. Maybe I haven't watched enough Oklahoma City. I watched enough Pascal Siakam. All right? Jalen Williams has a better average points per game, just as good with rebounds and better in assists. For my eye test, the young Jalen Williams is 24 years old. Is not nearly as good as Pascal Siakam. And so if I'm right that Siakam is better with his experience, he's 31 years old, 7 years of more experience, and an NBA champion with the 2019 Toronto Raptors, if Siakam dominates his individual matchup with Jalen Williams, that's how the Pacers win this game. Not just game one, but win the entire series. Because I do think that Halliburton won't be able to put up the scoring that SGA can, but he's better than him at three-point shooting. That could be a factor. And I think he could really space the floor. I think he's better than SGA in the clutch as well. I'm going to say this right now. Oklahoma City won an amazing amount of games in the Western Conference. And the Western Conference is nearly every single year better than the East. Especially now that the East doesn't have LeBron. But to me, the Pacers were more battle-tested. They had to step up in big occasions to get here. They got past the best team in the East. Now they face off against the best team in the West, and I'm rocking with the Indiana Pacers. A lot of people have told me I'll be wrong, and Oklahoma City will win in 4 or 5. Watch the Pacers win in 6. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
I'm Adam Epstein for Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Breaking news, according to ESPN's Sham Sharnia, the New York Knicks are relieving Tom Thibodeau of his duties as head coach of the New York Knicks after leading the Knicks to their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. Under Thibodeau, the Knicks made the playoffs in 4 or 5 years and consecutive 50-plus win seasons for the first time since the 90s. But after the loss to the Indiana Pacers in Game 6, there were certainly questions surrounding the future of the New York Knicks. And this is breaking news, shocking in my mind. According to Sham Sharnia, the New York Knicks have fired Tom Thibodeau as head coach of the Knicks. That's breaking news here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Pretty shocking breaking news there. So Tom Thibodeau out as head coach of the New York Knicks. The finals begin Thursday. New York getting a jump start on next season. The first thing I think of is, what happens to the future of Rick Brunson? Jalen Brunson's father, Rick Brunson, who played basketball at a high level. Rick Brunson was the assistant coach for the Knicks this season. Does Rick Brunson lose his job even though their best player is his son, Jalen Brunson? Look, I think it's a very interesting move. There have been a lot of arguments from Knicks fans and NBA insiders and pundits that they did not like the rotations that the Knicks and Tom Thibodeau used in the postseason. I mean, in a winner-you're-done game, we saw DeLon Wright getting fourth-quarter minutes over Jalen Brunson. Tom Thibodeau is supposed to be a fantastic defensive coach. The Knicks lost this series because they could not defend Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner, Tyrese Halliburton, Nembhard, Nesmith. They couldn't defend. That's what it came down to. And it's very interesting because Jalen Brunson was kind of at fault defensively in my mind. He is one of the best closers in basketball. Unbelievable one-on-one ball handler and taking to the basket and scoring, fadeaway, three-point shooter. There's not many holes in his game offensively. There are a lot defensively. He's slow laterally. You can see it. He's slow on a pick and roll. He's slow to recover. He's slow to get back on defense. He's slow to get out to the shooters. The Pacers ran circles around Jalen Brunson defensively game after game after game. I watched it, and it was just unbelievable to me for me to see, all right, Halliburton's having a good game. You know they're going to try to stop him. Well, they just ran a pick and roll to switch Brunson on Halliburton. What happens? Halliburton goes to the basket. Next time down the court, all right, we're going to put Brunson on Nembhard. All right? They do a pick and roll for Halliburton. Then they swing the ball out to Nembhard. Brunson's late to recover. He pump fakes. He goes to the basket. He scores on Brunson. They scored on Brunson, over Brunson, around Brunson, through Brunson, all series long. And I guess they decided, Tom Thibodeau, who's the defensive specialist who let his best player out on an island like that and get taken advantage of defensively, it's his fault. It's his fault. And then you also have the perspective that I think is very interesting. Becky Hammond went out and said, look, the Knicks are never going to win with a small guard, Jalen Brunson, as their best player. She said, look at the history of the league. Outside of Steph Curry, who's the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the game, small guards don't win if they're your best player. That's what she said. She was saying the Knicks are screwed with Jalen Brunson as their best player. So, look, I think it's great for basketball when the Knicks are good. And damn it, Thibodeau had them good. Consecutive 50-win seasons for the first time since the 90s. It's a shame. And it's just a weird trend in the NBA right now where really good coaches who have had success are losing their jobs left and right. And I don't understand it at all. I really don't. So that was breaking news here on The Fan. I did want to close the show, Stub, with an impromptu dude food here on AWOD Radio.
Dude food.
We're not responsible for the content of this program or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food?
The most delicious food you've ever tasted.
Yes!
I can eat this off a flip-flop.
He loves food.
Dude food.
All right, Stub, I guess I'll start with my tilt of the day rather than the story of the day. My tilt of the day.
All right, I'm ready.
There was no water in the building. Nothing against Clifford or anybody. Like, we didn't have water today. So I went out and I said, I'm going to buy a cup of coffee and get a complimentary cup of water, right?
Yeah.
Complimentary cup of water. Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts charged me 75 cents for this medium iced water.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I might never go back.
That should be... I'd call that illegal.
I mean, I kept the receipt.
Are we kidding?
Should I post the tweet, post the receipt on Twitter and try to go viral? 75 cents for a cup of medium. What if I had gotten a large ice water?
Was this Dunkin' in the water zone? Well, I guess it's just us that had it off.
Yeah. There's no water zone anymore.
This is ridiculous.
I know.
75 cents.
No water in the building. All right, I'm going to go out and get coffee. All right, I'm fine with spending $3.75 for a cup of coffee. But 75 cents for a cup of water?
Absolutely not.
Is that where we're at now?
Absolutely not. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. All right, so the big, not sports, but food news stories today is yesterday Popeyes announced they were creating their own version of the snack wrap that made McDonald's very famous in the 2000s. McDonald's released a statement this morning. It's back. They are re-releasing their snack wraps. So the chicken sandwich wars have turned into the snack wrap wars between McDonald's and Popeyes. And I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
I don't know. I'm seeing the prices on
the Popeyes one. What?
$4.50 a wrap.
No!
Yeah.
It should be like 99 cents.
I know. I'm
so out.
There's
I'm
no
so out.
Shot the McDonald's wrap is under $3.
You know what I'm going to make for dinner tonight?
You're going to make a snack
wrap? I'm going to make a snack
wrap. I do that all the time.
Because you can do it for probably under $2.
I get a chicken tender. I add Trader Joe's buffalo dip and then spinach and cheese.
Are you a bit of a Trader Ho? You've been going there a lot?
Most of my dinners are Trader Joe's.
Really?
Now. Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely cooking a snack wrap today. We'll be live and local tomorrow from 12 to 3 p.m. Grant Polson and Danny Rouye drive you home here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep.
During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.